So after studying the consumer buyer behavior and its relevance in the service industry, we come to understand the business-to-business association. Is consumer buyer behavior subject relevant for in the business-to-business domain? Business-to-business domain transactions are more on a rational basis. Personal relations still does matter, though it may not be an influencing factor. In a background of this, one can say that wherever there is a human being involved, the personal association is involved, the behavioral aspects comes into foreplay. And so that's what one need to understand. The consumer behavior represents the behavioral context, as we all know, while we operate, on the other end, the consumer on the other side searches for, uses the information to evaluate, etc., buys from you, and then looks at various post-purchase support, etc., to satisfy their emerging need. So a B2B case is a particular case where also behavioral aspects come into picture, despite the fact that most of the decisions are supposed to be on a rational basis, but your behavior, how behavioral experience you share with them also makes a difference. The expression of need, the consumers will come out with the expression of need. The search for information will begin. So your role is to provide them sufficient search, sufficient information, sufficient evaluative information so that you stand out, etc., maybe comparison, etc., facilitate their purchase decision, etc. So enabling pre-purchase stage is a role that you can play as a OEM, original equipment manufacturer, or the supplier to the other B2B enterprise. The seller needs to also understand the buying process. So seller has to be very aware about how the buying process works in that respective organization. It may be different from organization to organization. It may be different from industry to industry that he serves. Knowing this buying process, he will be able to determine who are the gatekeeper, who are the influencers, etc., who are the originator of the order. So those aspects are also very critical, because that is where the human relation comes in, and that's where the behavioral aspects comes into picture. Consumer behavior study looks into the way individual decide. So now the decision making being a complex, all said and done, may be very rational, but it's a behavioral aspects that overall superimposes itself. Past experience, your ability to service them well, fail-safe, support, etc. Then at point, they may decide in your favor, even if the order is slightly of a higher value or your cost is slightly higher. Those are the trade-offs available to them. Now that trade-off comes to you because of your past ability to handle the behavior very well. Understanding of the consumer behavior, we know that marketer must find answer to questions pertaining to B2B's and associations. Example like fireproof electric motor. So I have given you this example. Let's study this out here. These are the kind of questions that will be there in the mind of your B2B buyer. What kind of consumers buy it? So B2B, you as a B2B service provider, we are trying to understand overall whether the consumer buyer behavior has any relevance in the B2B. So what kind of consumers buy it? So large, medium, small, fire sensitive industry, etc. So first aspect is that. So that's what you need to identify. What product or service? So do they prefer fireproof motor or an alternative solutions? Make or bake or jugaad, as we say. What makes the customers buy them? Protection from the fire and loss minimization. So what is it? Loss minimization or a protection from fire or a fear of disruption? What is it? Okay. When are these bought? New companies coming up, or a replacement market, or existing non-powerful motor can be replaced. So that's what replacement market. From where do they buy them? So direct purchase or through a distributor, etc. How often they use? So use daily. So once motor is installed, at what frequency do they buy? So it will be as and when. Now this aspect you as a supplier need to know, and from there you need to find out where the behavioral aspects are involved. So can you facilitate behavioral experience better? So that's what. So going forward, consumer goods, there is a compulsive requirement to prevent fire and the losses by using such motor. Now if that is the case, you have an option to use an alternative way to prevent fire. Do they have? If not, you educate them, you enlighten them, start sending them information, start helping them to evaluate why one should have, why one should not use jugaad, kind of thing. So when you do that, there may be the demand that may originate from the different sources, and once you do that, you probably form a homogeneous cluster of, say, fire prone industry like a petroleum, etc. So you can even do that clustering. So segmentation comes into picture. Due to globalization and removal of many trade barriers, it is possible for the company to source it across. Now, in such case, you may tend to lose. So how can you win them over? So you can only win them over by not necessarily the price. You may keep your price reasonable, but it's the behavior, the way you have handled them in the past, in the dynamic conditions, how you have supported them. Have you offered them, you know, unconditional support or not, will count in your favor. So consumer behavior will help you to find reasons due to which the buyer is moving away. So once you know why they are moving away, you can still do things to retain them close to you. You may not influence things, but you continue to do things in such a way that they notice you. They notice your eagerness to service. They notice your support that you have rendered, etc. In B2B Industrial Association, more transactions are on a rational basis. We have understood this. Segmentation, therefore, needs to bring out various characteristics of identified segments or the way of purchase, etc. The science of B2B segmentation is altogether different, but it doesn't state that the consumer behavior knowledge cannot be applied for segmentation also. Segmentation in B2B association would be more on the benefit and behavioral, besides geographic segmentation, etc. So there are again segmentation rules which are there in B2B, where also the psychographic and few other aspects can come in. And one need to really know which part of a personality, psychographic, behavioral aspects play the role in the segmentation, and accordingly when you decide, then you are able to service those segments very well by way of applying the science of consumer buying behavior. It will not be a lifestyle or a demographic, so to say, that kind of segmentation will not be there, but rapidness, the speed with which you attend, the speed with which you provide installation support, the speed with which you handle the post-sales inquiry or a request for support, all this thing matters. And if they are part of your segmentation profile, then it enables you to focus on companies like that. Your ability to create opportunity segmentation will enable you to design your marketing mix. So once you have segmented your B2B industries very well, wherein even the behavioral aspects are made as a part of your segmentation profile, etc., then your ability to segment market will be better. There are companies who often come at the last moment. There are companies with a longer lead time to purchase. There are companies who do planned purchase. You know? So every year around that time, they do the purchase. So those kind of issues also you can bring into your segmentation. Consumer buyer behavior also makes us aware about the motivation, needs and goals. So that also we have studied how these things are related. Same applies into the B2B also. It's not that motivation, etc., that matters, but the need and goals are there. So that's what one need to understand. So in B2B association, the decisions are rationally taken, buyers are emotionally connected. So there are various cross committee, the actual requisitioner may be somebody else, the floater of inquiry will be somebody else, the decision may be somebody else, and they being human being, there is a emotional this thing involved there. So therefore, that's where the buyer behavior can also play the role. Do you understand the aspects such like the delivery, support during installation, after sales, relationship management and whatnot? Yeah. So this is where the emotional connect can be brought in by you. Vis-a-vis, you get an edge over the other vendor. So you can overcome your shortcoming and become the most preferred vendor. So when you become that, there is a slight laxity that even organization is willing to give on the pricing, etc. Or they will always approach you. So at least you have an inquiry coming in. So you are connected. Being connected is more important. In a B2B environment, rational aspects are also handled by individuals. So how you make them understand, that is very important. Why are you charging so much, or what additional this thing that it brings it to them, etc. So process of rationalization is complex, where user is someone and buyer is someone. The influencer, so you have to understand that entire aspects of influencer, buyer, user, consumer, etc. in B2B domain, and then you need to know whom to influence, where your behavioral aspect should be focused on. Each individual being different, dealing with a numerous personality is one drawback of B2B. However, once you know what are the motivation, need and goal of each individual in that transaction, you may address yourself accordingly. So that's a power that consumer behavior offers you. So on one end, the brand that you deal in has its own personality. So that's a concept of brand personality and the individual personality there in the product. In the service or in the business to business also, that is there. So when say Indian petrochemical company is dealing with Asia Brown Bowery, or they are dealing with Crompton Graves for the motors, etc. There also, the brand personality is not there, it's not like that. Your brand personality that you have built matters to them as they seek your service. So that's one need to understand. So building the strong B2B brand is equally important. And that brand personality must resonate with the promise that you make and what customer expects. It needs to, you need to ground level smartness to minimize the impact of not so favorable traits. So Crompton Graves may be a good manufacturer of motor, but they may not be considered as a good service department. Now, how do you overcome that? So you pass on this baton to your authorized distributor. You train them, you equip them, you make them understand the importance of a good service. Rather than losing the customers on that account, then they will come forward and support you. So you complement each other. So again, that's a concept of a B2B arena, but concept of consumer behavior, and applying that, you found a solution. Psychographic aspects also play a role. Vendor is constantly, and the manufacturer is constantly evaluating you. They build a perception about you, about your agency, about your service, etc., about your principal brand and all. This and strengthening of these aspects, the psychographic and personality aspects, creates a unique profile for you. So the dependency on you increases. So besides this, your understanding about the consumer learning process, what we have learned. So learning is a constant thing. Again, how you facilitate, how you handle the attitude, importance of opinion makers in the industry, in the B2B domain, plays that decisive role. So the science of consumer behavior that you studied in the product scenario also plays a critical role in B2B also. Okay. So understanding about the consumer decision process as per the consumer buying behavior, mapping your B2B association, it will help you. And a consumer buying behavior process we have understood, right? Decision making process. The decision-making process may not be fully applicable. B2B might have its own decision-making process, but your understanding the decision-making process and facilitating the required thing itself is a science of consumer behavior. Search stage, comparison stage, evaluation stage, demonstration. In the B2B, you have to do a lot of such things, the personal selling. So by creating all this, those phases, attention, interest, desire, action, or you say that information, evaluation, purchase decision, post-purchase, etc., you have to facilitate that. So you have to facilitate them during their decision-making process. Last but not the least, the entire perspective of a diffusion and adoption of a new product. That also holds equally true in B2B. You as a new manufacturer, a technology-savvy manufacturer, always come out with new features or always come out with a new product, etc. A rule of diffusion applies there also. How do you reach out to your OEM customers? They may not have an immediate need. So you have to again understand who will be early adopters, who will be early majority, etc. And accordingly, you try to diffuse your product knowledge, create an adoption opportunity, prevent the risk, and the perceived risk should be minimized by you. So all those aspects that we studied in adoption to in diffusion to adoption is a part of even your B2B dealing. So in that also, what role as a marketing you can play using the principles of a consumer buyer behavior is going to help you. You'll be able to leverage new product launch initiatives by your principal. Suppose you are an authorized agent or you are a middle agency. Your principals are very innovative and they are going to come with various new products over here. So now, if your consumer behavior has fallen short vis-a-vis the vendor, then you will have a wall. While if you are maintaining a good rapport, good behavioral listing with them, then you are connected well. The consumers will be keen to know what your principal is newly launched, etc. So this entire knowledge, that different aspects that we have studied about consumer buyer behavior from generally the product perspective, is also applicable in the B2B domain equally well. One need to just consider applying that and making a difference to self. So this, in this domain, we have tried understanding in this chapter, in service domain and in B2B domain, how CBB plays a crucial role. They play an equally important role. One should not feel that consumer behavior understanding is only limited to the product domain. It is equally important in service domain and in the B2B association. Thank you.